Now we'll hear from the mayor of the Village of Athens, Kristen Pfister, and following Mayor Pfister, Jerry Bunting.
Thank you, I'm Kristen Pfister. As mayor of the Village of Athens, I appreciate the opportunity that you have given our citizens to participate in the review and to comment on the West Point Partners application. From the beginning, my thoughts on this project have been conflicted. I recognize that some folks say there is an urgent need for this state to establish a reliable transmission network which will deliver necessary power resources to the downstate metropolitan areas. The newly proposed capacity zone has given us one more reason to address our electrical transmission grid's shortcomings and to avoid the resulting impact on the rates we pay for electricity, both in this area and in areas south of us. The fact that the West Point Partners project is largely underground and underwater with minimal visual impact is a benefit that we have long struggled to achieve. Certainly some of the AC transmission projects being proposed don't begin to offer such a relatively innocuous permanent footprint. Yet such justifications aside, it is imperative that West Point Partners root such a project in the most sensible and environmentally respectful manner and takes all reasonable steps to minimize harmful impacts to the Athens community. The applicant's parent company has successfully constructed similar lines in the past, but the landscape, both politically and geographically, was much different than what they face here in the Village of Athens. While the earlier projects followed routes which passed along largely unpopulated areas, this project is proposed to pass in close proximity to a number of residential homes and through the heart of the village's historic and economically sensitive downtown. Predictably, the current proposed route has caused a high level of concern and stress to its potential neighbors. For some, the message is no project under any circumstances. For others, the solution is an alternative route. We have had our consultants prepare maps which we believe better depict the proposal, and those are the three maps in the back. And we weren't trying to infer that those were proposals that were offered by West Point Partners, but those are proposals that, or those are maps which we think better illustrate some of the routes better than certainly the maps that were proposed in the original application. The maps show West Point Partners' proposed route and the alternatives it has proposed and rejected for various reasons. The Village of Athens has taken the position that the optimal alternative which best minimizes potential impacts is the alternative route that follows the existing National Grid right-of-way. This right-of-way has been in place since the early 1960s. And the lands there are already impacted by utility development. This route also allows a more direct and less impactful route to the river from the converter station. By using the existing right-of-way, the proposed project would have limited impact on the local population, minimal environmental impact, and a positive impact on the financial structure of the project itself. It is our understanding, based on meetings with West Point Partners, that the National Grid right-of-way is both practical and technically feasible. Throughout this process, we have pushed to ensure that the Village of Athens has a seat at the table, out of concern that this project might get forced on our community without Athens having an opportunity to provide input and push for more reasonable, less impactful alternatives. While I may not share all the fears and concerns expressed by my constituents, I do believe there are still many, many areas that demand serious study and attention to assure that the consequences of this proposal are fully understood during the PSC review process. A frequently expressed concern is the effect that this project will have on property values and future development in the village. Will we be able to sell our houses? Are we indeed sealing our future with the present location of this route? Will this route jeopardize our chances of expanding affordable natural gas services to our residents in the future? Will this project hurt our local businesses? How long will construction of the line impact the local community? Such concerns rank high in an area with many low to moderate income households. This is a community where one's financial presence and future is often tied to the value of the home, and where downtown businesses provide vital support to our distressed economy. People fear that the equity they have developed in their homes will disappear over the course of a summer day as they sit helplessly on their front lawns watching it happen. It is critical that the Village of Athens continue to meaningfully participate in this process, to investigate the impacts of the West Point proposal, to advocate for common sense approaches such as the use of existing right-of-ways, and to push for a better project that is less harmful to our community. A major concern of the village leadership is the threat posed to our fragile sewer and water infrastructure if the present proposed route is approved. As an elected leader of this community, I deal with serious infrastructure problems every week. There is no doubt that construction along the West Point Partners proposed route will cause damage to our 90-year-old utility system, forcing our community to pay for expensive repairs or potentially burdensome upgrades. Our ability to work on that system will be compromised for decades. Every crack in the water main, every service leak, every sewer repair will be a challenge for a public works department that is relatively inexperienced in such environments. Furthermore, a long hoped for residential natural gas distribution line would complicate the utility map even further and may be threatened by the West Point Partners line as it's currently proposed. The village is very concerned about the economic effects that will result from having its streets and waterfront congested with traffic during the construction phase of this project. There are several riverfront businesses whose survival is directly related to the unrestricted access to the waterfront and the Hudson River. The local economy is fragile at best and will not be able to withstand long periods of disruption. In addition, as currently stated, the application fails to take into account the village's local waterfront redevelopment plan. The applicant has really done a poor job, I feel, in defending the project before the citizens of the town and village of Athens. The population, rightfully or wrongfully, senses an insensitivity to their concerns and responds accordingly. As mayor, I have tried to find a solution that enables the project to proceed while addressing these concerns. Letters have been written to National Grid asking them to reconsider their position on sharing this right-of-way. West Point Partners was finally granted permission to carry out a technical feasibility study of the site. However, to date, the village has received no confirmation that the study has been initiated. Countless hours and thousands of dollars are being spent where the obvious answer lies right before us. However, it will require the leadership at the PSC to eliminate this wasteful exercise that is tearing at the heart of the town and the village of Athens. Before we, as a village government, can feel comfortable in supporting an alternative route, every effort must be exhausted in the study of the National Grid right-of-way. To date, the investigation on the part of the applicant has fallen short of that goal. The PSC must get more involved in this analysis. One can easily get the impression that the PSC considers the Village of Athens a minor player in this matter. A review of the public notice for this hearing barely mentions the Village of Athens. According to that same notice, the hearing is located in the town of Athens, not in the Village of Athens. After 200 years, we have learned to take our independence seriously, as there is always someone willing to pretend that we don't exist. A casual review of that notice would lead one to believe there is almost no impact on the village. We are on the printed map, but one is not able to identify what streets and neighborhoods lay in that project's path, which is another justification for us providing our own maps, which were put together by our consultants, Barton and LaJuice. Yet it is the village's densely developed residential and downtown commercial area which will suffer the most pronounced effects of this project. These are the concerned residents whose concerns must be addressed. This is the topic that the PSC needs to move to the top of its agenda. The applicant doesn't want it, we heard that tonight. The public doesn't want it, we know that. The village doesn't want it. Who is left? There is nobody left in support of the current proposed route. The PSC has taken a strong position that Athens is not permitted to use intervenor funding. And this, it was rewarded in this and the AC transmission proceeding to investigate the cumulative impacts our community faces as this project and others move forward. Yet an understanding of these cumulative impacts is crucial to a region which has suddenly become the crossroads of every major energy system in eastern New York. As many of our constituents like to emphasize, there is now a target on our backs, or so it seems. These utilities want to run their lines through the heart of our community for energy projects whose positive impacts Athens will never see. They demand our cooperation, but do not seek our permission, nor do they offer to share the benefits of these projects to compensate us for the burdens that we must bear. Instead, we are forced to depend on imposed and compromised pilot agreements or a negotiated settlement to keep us from getting interminable indigestion. However, we have learned from the past, and we will insist that any settlement will have to deliver adequate compensation for the burden that this community will carry into the distant future. Casting a cloud over this proceeding is the governor's recent directive urging the AC transmission applicants to design projects using the existing right-of-way and avoiding negative impacts to the communities and the environment. The PSC took immediate steps to satisfy the governor's prescription in that proceeding. If such an imperative works for the AC projects, how could it not be applied to the West Point proposal? What rationale can the PSC use to force National Grid to use its right-of-way for one class of project while ignoring such a plea for a very comparable project? Indeed, there is a serious lapse of logic if the National Grid right-of-way is not open to all that can meet the necessary technical requirements. We urge, we even implore, that the PSC begin a serious discussion of this option so that all of us here in Athens can resume our normal lives, resting assured that this project, if it moves forward, will have as little negative impact on our community as possible. I thank you. Appreciate your patience.
Okay.